This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Explosion, sirens, and gunfire in Moscow early this morning. Russian soldiers stormed a theater just 3 miles from the Kremlin and ended the siege of Chechen rebels there. Russian security forces managed to save more than 700 captives, but an estimated 67 captives died in the fighting. Most of the Chechen rebels are also reportedly dead. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is covering the story and joins us from Moscow. Lawrence, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
What did you see?
Well, it was just before dawn. That was about 10 hours ago here in Moscow. We were standing about 300 yards away from the theater where this drama has been unfolding, where we've been standing most of the time over the last few days. As I said, at about 5:40 our time this morning, we started hearing gunfire, explosions characteristic of grenades, grenades going off. And then we started seeing hundreds of Russian commandos, backed by APCs, swarm toward the theater building. It was obviously a storming of the complex. The gunfire went on for about a half hour, 40 minutes. And then things got very quiet. After that, we started hearing ambulances moving out, sirens blaring. Then we started seeing buses full of the former hostages who had been rescued by the Russian security forces. Now, just before all of this began this morning, Echo Moscow Radio broadcast a live interview with one of the hostages inside who was frantic. And she said gas, some sort of gas, was being pumped into the building, and they were deathly afraid and were holding pieces of cloth to their noses. The government later said that they indeed had pumped some sort of psychotropic gas into the building in order to incapacitate the hostage takers. They said this was necessary. It's a type of gas apparently which hasn't been used in this type of application before. The effects are described as something akin to what one would feel from LSD. At least that's the account given by Russian television. Now, the government said it acted this morning because the gunman had started shooting the hostages, killing at least two of them. We can't confirm that, and it's not something any of the witnesses have said, but I'm not sure it makes a big difference. Because
they had said that they would start shooting them, right?
Exactly. They said that they were going to start shooting them this morning, so I'm not sure that the Russians needed justifications to move in further. The demands had not been met. Obviously, the Chechens wanted a troop withdrawal from Chechnya, and that was not going to happen.
So the 67 hostages who died might well, in fact, have been killed in a fusillade of fire from Russian troops who were trying to save them.
It hasn't been explained well how the hostages died exactly. I would presume in the crossfire. The government says that some of them may have been killed because they tried to flee this morning. Again, that's not something that we can confirm. Other reports said that many were sick from the gas, but most doctors said it was not something that would kill a normally healthy individual. There are also, I should mention, 70 foreigners among the hostages being held. Three Americans among them. We don't know the fate of all of the Americans, but the early reports were that all of the Americans were alive and that none had been killed this morning.
Larry, were a number of the rebels able to escape? Were any of them apprehended?
There were reports early on that the government was fearful that some of them had escaped. Indeed, they apprehended a man they believed to be a rebel who was posing as a journalist, standing near some of the journalists covering this. After everything ended this morning, they say that they killed 34 of them, and we saw some particularly gruesome TV images. The leader was shown with a bullet wound to his head, very bloody, horrible images. They estimate there were 40 to 50 of them. At this time, the government's saying that they believe they have all of them either in custody, they've arrested 6 to 8 of them, or killed all of the rest.
Larry, a policy question now. What is your estimation, your feeling right now for how this may or may not change the feeling of many Russians about their country's involvement in Chechnya, or for that matter, government policy there?
That's a very interesting question, Scott. Support for this war had been waning for a couple of years now. It was a popular war in the beginning. The apartment bombings here 3 years ago were blamed on the Chechens. That was never definitively proven. But at that time, when the war began in 1999, it was quite popular. The reverse is popular, and the reverse is true now. The war is supported only by about a third of the population. More than half would like to see peace talks. And we saw very conciliatory talk coming from unusual corners, very influential political analysts normally associated with the Kremlin saying it was time for Russia to pull out of Chechnya or completely rethink its Chechnya policy. At the same time, it's difficult to tell because this has obviously enraged very conservative, hawkish generals within the administration who want to take even harsher measures in Chechnya, if that is even at all possible. Russia has used all manner of force there, carpet bombing the place up and down. Mm-hmm. There have been numerous, as we know, human rights abuses. They've been well documented, summary executions of civilians, these infamous cleansing operations in which civilians are apprehended and many of them disappear into filtration camps, never to be seen again. So it's a wild card, really, but it's going to shake things up.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And Pierre's Lawrence Sheets speaking from Moscow. Thank you.